Now, the interesting question has been, what about concurrent versus sequential? And in the North American intergroup, the arm B patients received AC followed by paclitaxel followed by trastuzumab, whereas the arm C patients received AC followed by concurrent paclitaxel trastuzumab and then ongoing trastuzumab. And what the analysis comparing arm A, which was chemotherapy alone, versus arm B, which was the sequential addition of trastuzumab, showed was no significant difference in event-free survival, though there was a 13% reduction in the hazard ratio. This was not significant. And this was limited by the relatively modest number of events in these arms of the trial because of the premature closure of the studies. In retrospect, it probably would have been very useful to have continued accrual to arms B and C of this trial because all the patients would have received trastuzumab, and it might have allowed for a definitive resolution of this question, but that was not the decision made by the DSMB at the time of the study analysis. By contrast, the preliminary comparison of arms B versus C, that is to say concurrent versus sequential, did suggest a lower risk of recurrence with concurrent therapy, a roughly 40% risk reduction, and in this instance, the p-value was statistically significant. Now, to contrast that, we have the results of the HERA trial, which was a trial where patients finished all their chemotherapy first and then were randomly assigned to 0, 1, or 2 years of trastuzumab, so all the therapy was given sequentially. This study was different in another way, which is that it did not specify the adjuvant chemotherapy program. Patients could receive a variety of different adjuvant regimens. The vast majority received anthracycline-based regimens, but only one quarter received taxane-based chemotherapy. In the results of this trial, there was roughly a 50% reduction in the risk of recurrence as measured by disease-free survival for the addition of sequential trastuzumab following chemotherapy. Now, interestingly, in subset analyses, they have looked at whether or not the adjuvant chemotherapy regimen affected results, and for the most part, the subsets did not strongly suggest that there was a significant interaction between many clinical factors and benefit from trastuzumab. But it's worth noting, I think, that the group that got the least relative benefit from trastuzumab with only a 25% risk reduction, that is to say, roughly half of the aggregate benefit, was that group of women that had previously received anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy. So how can one reconcile the N9831 intergroup experience with the HERA trial? My own hypotheses are that N9831 remains somewhat underpowered because of the lack of events, and thus it is possible, if not probable, that ongoing analysis of A versus B, that is nothing versus sequential trastuzumab, might have shown more advantage. And it's also worth noting that all these patients received anthracycline and taxane-based therapy. Again, the HERA subset analysis suggests that patients who got both anthracycline and taxane-based treatment got least benefit from addition of trastuzumab, suggesting that if you raise the bar significantly enough, then you might not see so much benefit from sequential trastuzumab. My interpretation of these admittedly totally different trials suggests that concurrent therapy might be clinically more efficacious overall than sequential therapy, and sequential therapy is only modestly better than no therapy in patients receiving anthracycline and taxane-based treatment. Therefore, I believe that concurrent therapy would be the preferred way of administering trastuzumab in preference to sequential therapy. And for patients who've completed anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy previously, but who have not as yet received trastuzumab, now 6 or 12 months later, there's actually very little data to suggest that the subsequent addition of trastuzumab achieves clinically significant improvement in their longer-term disease-free outcomes. The BCIRG-006 trial, which Dr. Pegram has already introduced you to, also looked at concurrent administration of trastuzumab. The results suggest that adding trastuzumab to concurrent chemotherapy is beneficial. And finally, we have the results of the FinHER trial, which were just published in the New England Journal of Medicine. This was a randomized trial of 9 weeks of concurrent trastuzumab with chemotherapy, followed by an additional 3 cycles of chemotherapy. This trial is unique in that patients did not receive the maintenance 1-year phase of trastuzumab. Despite lacking the maintenance phase of the trastuzumab treatment, the 9-week administration of concurrent chemotherapy plus trastuzumab substantially lowered the risk of recurrence, again by nearly half, in patients with HER2-positive breast cancer, though this was a very small trial at only 232 patients, again compared to the nearly 10,000 patients we have from the other collective experience.